Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now back to Bonte, Steiny, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Our man Greg has chimed in on the Chilled Out of Body text line.
About Draymond?
What happened?
About Draymond?
No, about Draymond. No. Here's what Greg had to say. I don't know what everybody's been watching with Kerr's Warriors. If Wiseman cannot hit threes and his potential shooting threes appears limited, they will never take him. You got Wiggins, who's an average three-point shooter, and Green, who is deficient. He had to get in that one. So with Wiseman, they only have two reliable three-point shooters. That ain't enough. So Wiseman ain't coming to Golden State. The end.
I like fundamentals. Wow.
Greg in San Francisco. He had to get a shot in on Draymond. It was coming, Steiny. It was coming.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. All right. Love Greg. Love him.
Yeah, Greg's the best.
He is the best. Yeah. He is the best.
He used to call you and JD on the Saturday show, too. I look forward to that, Steiny Greg.
Yeah.
Loves his hoops. He loves his hoops.
I am the bully ball man.
And we all love some Guru's Gripes. We all love some Guru's Gripes here on VSG.
It's time for Guru's Gripes. Fire away, Guru.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
You're starting to piss me off.
It makes me so mad.
Oh, please don't make me angry, pal. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
King Kong ain't got on me.
It's time for Guru's Grubs.
Mother sucker.
Now, I mean this. I'm coming from the cardiac muscle. We got a three-man show, but it's actually a 5-7-man show with the bosses, Danny, Matt, Spadoni, Kyle. And I love you guys. We have disagreements, and I honestly do love you guys, and that's called brotherhood. But where I'm going in on two Cleveland Indians. Two Cleveland Indians were visiting Chicago because they had a game over the weekend. Zach Plesac and Mike Clevinger. Both of them decided that COVID wasn't that serious, so they both went out in Chicago, Steiny. Mike Clevinger went out, didn't even tell the team he was out all night, met him at the airport, and got on the plane with a teammate by the name of Carlos Carrasco, who just last year was diagnosed with leukemia, didn't tell the team, got on the plane, and could have got Carlos infected, could have put him in harm's way along with his other teammates. And Zach Plesac, fellas, he came back to the hotel at 3 a.m. trying to sneak past the bodyguard, the hotel security. So my point is, if I was running the Cleveland Indians, those two dudes wouldn't pitch or play another inning of baseball for me. But as a grown-ass man, I don't forget my political aspirations and who I align myself with. COVID-19 is serious, Bonte and Steiny, and I know this. People are dying left and right. And for you two a-holes to ignore your teammates and then not even tell them you went out and get on a plane flight with a guy that just battled leukemia last year, you are lower than low. So that's what I'm griping about. Two selfish SOBs that don't give a damn about nobody, none of their teammates. They would hide the truth and get on a plane back to Cleveland. I find that highly offensive, and I'm not Tupac, but if I was a teammate and you two did that to me, we would be boxing. I might lose. I might go night-night. but we would have a problem because I would be hurt that you two wouldn't care about my livelihood and put me in harm's way by going out on the town, drinking, or whatever you decided to do, Bonte and Stani. Please tell me if I'm overreacting.
Bonte?
I was just going to ask about the TV. I thought you were about to rant about the TV.
Still no, not fixed, but go ahead.
You're not overreacting. It's a concern, and you're right. People aren't taking this seriously. Shame on Police Act. Shame on Clevenger. That was irresponsible.
I'm with you, but to me, it's a situation like Lou Williams.
Okay.
You know, they got to pay the price by quarantining, and they're not going to – I wouldn't say they – I think you said you wanted them kicked off the team.
Yeah. Steiny, Carlos Carrasco is dealing – he was diagnosed with leukemia last year. And let's put him to the side. Just anybody that could have got infected with this, but him mainly because he's dealing with an issue already, and you didn't even fess up and tell your teammates what you did. You got on the bird, Bonte, perpetrating like it was all good, and this is life or death, you know, and you could say, oh, Guya, I'm not. I just can't believe that he thought that was okay by not just saying, you know what, fellas, I'll go on a different plane. I was out last night. But, I mean, God, you got a guy dealing with leukemia trying to battle that, and you don't give a damn? That just hurts me on so many levels of who I am and what I stand for. I'm not perfect, but I never would let a bad decision I made, I wouldn't hide it from you two or the rest of the crew. Because what if Carlos Carrasco, something, he got COVID and died, you know, something serious, Bonte, and I'm sitting there like, I could have told Bonte or the team that, you know, I was out and about. That bothers me. That's all, man. You're grown men, B. Tell the truth and come on, man, this is real. That's all I'm saying. This ain't about a mask or no mask, but just for you to go out and just throw the middle finger to your teammates, more than one guy, that's just weak to me, man. And the quarantine, Steiny, that's no penalty to me. This is life or death. It can be. I'll leave it at that.
Steiny's got a sly smile on his face.
Yeah, it ain't even – go ahead, Steiny.
I think you got to be responsible to the people around
man.
You.
That's
you know, everybody. Yeah, that's a bad move by those guys. Yeah. No doubt about it.
Terrible.
And you know what? The chickens may still be coming home to roost on that. We don't know. They may be in big trouble. The Cleveland
All
Indians.
Right. Okay.
Maybe.
So.
Yeah, that hurt me, B. I didn't like that story, man.
Clevenger, did they go to – I guess they don't have a Magic City in Chicago.
Right. He found something to do.
Yeah,
3 a.m.
I've been to Chicago a few times.
Stay tuned.
Okay. I don't think they have a Magic City.
Like, what's going on? Where are they going?
I don't know. There can't be any rooftop bars open. Chicago has
it's
a bunch of those.
It's got to be something, though. Where are you going?
I'm thinking about Chicago.
3 a.m.
I'm thinking about that city, and I've been there a few times. Sir Stardy, you guys have too.
Sure.
What are you doing? Like, nothing.
What's open? Right.
I have no idea. I mean, maybe they just needed to get out the hotel room, get some fresh air.
I mean, I've gone. There's some places, obviously, you can eat outdoors in the East Bay.
They close at, you know, 8 or 9.
Well, that's true. Yeah, that's true. Know,
3 a.m., Bonte, good Lord.
Are they walking up and down Navy Pier out there in Chicago?
True.
You know,
I don't think I'm going to get a couple drinks at 2 a.m. and going to find much at this point.
Yeah. You know, Lake Michigan, are you hanging out by Lake Michigan?
Wow, man.
I don't know. And it does get hot in Chicago in the summertime, that's for sure.
We would have been wrestling had you two put me in harm's way like that. That's all. Wouldn't have been no questions. We'd have been wrestling. I could have took the L, but ain't no, the legal discipline you. Goon would have tried to discipline you.
Yeah, I don't know, man. By the way, hashtag random here on the text line from the 650 before we get back into Steve Kerr. We get into some 49ers talk. So are these college coaches still going to get their full salaries? Maybe they should be furloughed. That's a great question. Because the kids are not seeing anybody. We all know about that.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's a great
question. I'll put my lawyer hat on. when half of these guys are 99% signed their contract, COVID didn't exist, I would assume. We know that. So why wouldn't they get paid? And to say, okay, Bonte and Stoudy, we're going to furlough you now because of this epidemic, I think there's some lawyers on this earth walking this turf like, oh, let me handle that. You're going to get your full salary and pay.
Well, a lot of contracts have a phrase in it.
Okay.
Act of God. And this would, and I'm dead serious, this is the kind of thing that could void a contract. Not void, but this is the kind of thing that would allow an opening, no doubt about it.
Act
by the
God.
Way, just for accuracy's sake, I don't know if they're open right now, but my Midwest source, Chicago bars stay open till 4.
They do.
Till 4.
They do. They do.
So, is that the right thing to do, though?
Right thing to do would have bars open until 6 a.m.
But the bars are closed right now, right? I mean,
I thought so, B. There you go. That's where I'm going. That's the bigger point. Why are you open?
I do have a question.
Yeah.
Is there anybody out there who's really going to walk into a bar right now?
Oh, yes.
Picture a bar that seats 15 people. There's no chance you could get me. I mean, this is one of the greatest upsets of all time, and yet it's a fact. You can't get me to go to a bar right now.
But some people will, Stoney. I won't name the establishment in the Yoon, but it's about 10, 15 people in the other. It was last Friday.
They were
in there getting their Norm Peterson on, man.
Union City has about 5,000 people in it. It's not going to be hard to figure that one out.
I
didn't think that was even legal.
Man.
I mean, I know that you can have some outdoor activity.
Right. Yeah, I've seen that.
Man.
This was inside, Bonte. Bar, screens, giant game. I'm like, whoa.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow. Yeah, Chicago, dude, their nightlife is good. I'm not going to lie. It is.
Chicago's pretty. That's
you know what?
The shy, as they call it.
You talk about
shy.
New York and Chicago? Give me Chicago all damn day.
I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem with that assessment.
Yep.
And nothing
more overrated, though, real quick, than Chicago pizza. There's New York pizza. Chicago pizza kind of disappointed.
New York pizza's flimsy, man. You could go get slices for 99 cents.
Really thin.
Just a bunch of cheese. Thin. That deep dish pizza Chicago's, that's pretty damn good. New York pizza.
I don't like my pizza that thick.
Overrated. Guru, I'm out there. I got to ask you about the TV. We want to know about the TVs. Yeah. A lot of people want to know about the TVs as you try
I've had
to
over 40 pizzas in the last 30 days.
Have you tried to maneuver out of that dry snitch in there? 211 in Fremont. 211 in Fremont. What's happening, man? Good afternoon.
What's up, man? Hey, Guru, I'm with you, man. Deep dish pizza. If I wanted a sandwich, I would just order a sandwich, man.
There you go.
Lasagna. Hey. Just go get some lasagna.
Lasagna.
Hey, check this out. You know what I think the problem is, fellas, and it's in our society, and it's even in sports where these guys are making millions and they're taking a risk. The problem is that half of our society, half of our nation believes that this virus is BS, and the other half actually respects it. I, myself, have my own beliefs. I won't go into that. But I'm going to wear a mask out of respect for others, and I'm going to play it safe and be sorry. And I'll tell you what, I'm with Simon, man. He won't go into a bar, but if I see somebody sneeze or cough, like just say at the big box stores like Costco, man, I dart the other way, man. I'm spooked. I'm not even taking no chances because you know what? You don't know. I don't know anybody personally that's tested positive, but I'm gonna respect it because I know people have lost others, and I respect that. And I wouldn't want that in my conscience. And these baseball players and football players, I'm telling you, man, they make too much money to be messing around like this. You're not only gambling with your life, but it's like, man, you make all this money. Why would you even do that? And they do need to respect each other, though. But that's just my two cents, fellas.
No, I'm with you there. Just wear the mask, man. Wear the mask. Aren't you guys
– for respect
tired?
To others, B.
Right. Aren't people tired of just being on lockdown? Aren't you tired of not being able to eat at a restaurant?
And there's other parts of the world that have gone – I won't name them 100 days, fellas, without a positive
New Zealand,
COVID
but they
test.
Actually,
okay,
New Zealand had
me.
100 days without – a virus, without anybody getting it. And now they've just had 4 people that have gotten it, and they're taking, that'll be knocked out in a day or two.
That's like 400.
What they'll do is they'll play it safe again, and they'll get back to where they were.
Oof, so, man.
I don't know. I'm with you, Goo.
Yeah.
Wear a mask.
By the way, Goo, cool. You get the TV? What's going on with the TV?
Listen.
Before we get back into the
49ers. Real quick, and I'm going to go fast. So we went to say, hey, it's defective. They said, no, sir, since you got the Geek Squad warranty, they got to come to your home. There's nothing we can do here in regard to a transaction. So they come to the home, order a part, because I say our board went out on a new TV. I said, no, just write this bad and get us a new TV. He said, no, sir, we waited 2 weeks, Steiny. The part comes in. The guy comes back. Two of them had the mask on in the house, put the board in the TV, it doesn't work. Mr. and Mrs. Johnson, you're getting a new TV. Last Friday, we go to Best Buy, came via email, because they don't do the gift cards. Get up to the counter, picked out a new QLED, the X90 TV. I was picturing the Giant and A's game on it that night. This last Friday, we get up there, they say, sir, where's your e-card? My wife, they sent it to her email. She goes, this is what you guys sent me, had the price, said exchange. Somehow they got a glitch at this locale to where the e-card's not going out via email. So we got to wait 9 more days for it to come in the mail. So the TV has been returned, but we haven't got ours. We got the email. So I said, hey, they were going to give us $600 for the TV. I said, make that $1,200 for our inconvenience. And all they gave me was an email to write and complain about what we experienced. But my wife and I are both upset. So real quick to update, no new TV. We're waiting on the e-card to come via mail. This should have been to us via email. It's just customer service is not what it used to be. I was going to gripe on it, but I'm so mad. But you brought it up, and I'll give you an update. So no TV for old Goose, Donnie. Couldn't do the old 70s return. Here it is. Give me a new one.
It makes me so mad.
Yeah, that ain't right.
That ain't right.
Wow.
Ponte, what if that was the only one TV we had?
Boy.
You telling us we got the warranty, and, hey, we understand it was a problem, but we got to send it to you. Can you overnight it? Oh, unfortunately, we can't overnight the card. It'll take 7 to 9 business days. Oh, my goodness.
Especially during the pandemic where you can't go out to the bars and restaurants to watch a game. I mean, you're looking at your cell phone basically, you know, watching Netflix on your little iPhone. Oh, man.
Oh, you know the struggle, V.
Oh,
yeah,
I've been
that's
there.
What's happening.
I've been there, done that. Hey, let's get into some 49ers real quick. George Kittle, has he signed an extension yet? No, I don't think so. He hasn't signed an extension yet. Mike Silver had an update on George Kittle and the 49ers agreeing to a contract extension. Here's Mike Silver of NFL Network.
A week until he puts himself in a more perilous position potentially when real practices start. So I think this is a big week. I talked to Kittle's agent, Jack Bechta, yesterday. He said progress has been minimal and later reinforced that by texting me an inchworm emoji to underscore that fact. And, you know, it's not just money. There is structure and how much money a player like George Kittle could get up front, how much would actually be guaranteed. And at the heart of all this has been somewhat of a philosophical divide between the 49ers who say, listen, we want to pay you more than any tight end ever because you're the greatest tight end, and Kittle's camp, which is saying, don't view me as a tight end. I was just voted the 7th best player in football at any position. And then you have players like Travis Kelce and Zach Ertz who have outperformed their contracts and are in line for a significant raise. Right now, the biggest per-year tight end contract is Austin Hooper's $10.5 million a year that he signed in this past free agency period. So you have Kelce and you have Ertz knocking on the door of their respective teams saying, hey, listen, I think an adjustment is in order. And then Kittle obviously is looking for a whole lot of money too. So there's a lot to pay attention to. But I think this week will be a very, very pivotal week for George Kittle and the 49ers.
Pivotal. Pivotal week, wow. According to Michael Silver. Of course, a radio.com correspondent as well. 95.7 The Game Insider. George Kittle, Niners. You guys worried? Should we be worried?
Go ahead, Steiny.
I don't know if I'm worried, but how do I want to – ordinarily, I wouldn't think this is a big deal. And I still think Kittle will be a 49er. The only thing that gives me a little bit of pause is that – There is something about Shanahan and Lynch where I think there's a point where they just there's a ceiling. And I think we saw it with Buckner. And so Buckner had a number that he wanted, and they had clearly made up their mind that number was too high. Mm-hmm. And they didn't just get rid of him. You know, they said, you know what, we're not going to be able to pay that. We're not paying this guy that much. So now what do we do? Well, here's what we can do. We can trade him to the Colts, get a high draft pick, replace it. You know, so there was a big plan after that. I got to, because of the Buckner situation, I think you have to acknowledge maybe there is a chance that there's a number out there that the 49ers ain't gonna pay. You know, there's a big difference between 12 and 18. And maybe they don't. Maybe they're saying 18. I mean, 18. That's quarterbacks and it.
Right.
But so I think I still think it's an 80-90% chance. But I don't think it's without. It wouldn't completely shock me at this point.
But I thought we were living in a world where George Kittle not was the Niners, but one of the most important facets. And we had the pleasure to broadcast from the Hilton in Santa Clara for the Monday night games. And all the, he's a fan favorite. And this is where why I'm concerned. When did the 1 year left on a deal become the deal is up? Because I do understand if the Niners wanted to say, you know what, we got one more year. But then I look at Lynch. I look at Shanahan. Their deals weren't up. So they got their deal. They got their money. So I thought, okay, George Kittle, he's a big reason they got those deals. So I've just been waiting every day, Steiny, even while you were gone, like George is going to get taken care of. So now, Bonte, when you say you heard out of Shanahan's mouth that D-Buck wasn't going nowhere, he's going to be a Niner, and now he's not, I'm wondering, is there a disconnect in regard to our show we did to where we said, what number would you give him, 15? Is there a number where you'd be out on him? I guess what I'm saying, fellas, in a nutshell, I thought Kittle would be taken care of because that's the Niner way, and you see the coach and GM get it. What's taking so long? And it very well may be his asking price, and I am a bit shocked.
I do want to ask George Kittle. I need to hear the guru one.
George Kittle.
Oh, my Lord. I do want to ask you guys, what should be the price point for George Kittle? What should it be? Because if he wants to be paid like a receiver, $20 million per year like Amari Cooper, that's a lot. That's a lot for George Kittle. So let's talk about that coming up here. We'll wrap the show up. Giants, Astros, don't forget about them. How about the A's? Their 9-game winning streak was snapped last night. What a wild game down in Anaheim. Yeah. Wild one. Mike Trout goes yard twice. Matt Chapman had a hell of a day. But I'm a little concerned about Sean Manaea. Speaking about being worried about something, Sean Manaea, a little concerned about him. We'll get into all that as we wrap up the show and head it off to DRK coming up right here on 95.7 The Game. And it'll be brought to you by AAA Northern California, Nevada, and Utah.
Now back to Vontae Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Spadoni really winding down. This sounds like Last Call or something.
Never wanted it again.
Wow. What was that? Cool.
George Kittle.
That was the song.
He just butchered the song, Steiny.
Yeah, he did. He sure did.
Gosh.
He sure did.
Gosh.
Hey, I just got some bad news. Go ahead, B.
What's the bad news?
Deion Sanders is leaving NFL Network, refused to take a pay cut. Come on, Deion, you got enough chicken. I love what you do, but okay. Wow, get over yourself. Yeah. Adam Scheffner, the reporter. Go ahead, Bonte. I'm sorry. Yeah.
You really care about that? You said about Deion?
Yeah, I loved his dude. He would like Draymond doing the games. Deion was at the football.
What's that surprise? Must be the Monday.
Sorry, Steiny. Go ahead. He welcome back.
He don't, you know.
Deion don't play.
The definition of juice is not taking a pay cut during a pandemic.
Right.
That's the definition of juice right there.
Well, we know I ain't got none. Right, but I hear you. That's right.
Our pocket's hurting during this pandemic. Speaking of which, we're going to have no college football. I know we're going to get back into George Kittle and the Niners. I want to get you guys' price point. But I was thinking of, and Nash brought this up. Nash, who produces DRK. Something to think about here. Without college football, at least the Pac-12 and the Big Ten, there may be a void on Saturdays. Maybe a void on Thursdays and Fridays. We get the one Thursday night game a year. What if the NFL, and it'll screw up DirecTV NFL ticket, but we're Xfinity guys here at 95.7 The Game anyway.
Yeah, there you go.
What if you spread it out over the week? You had a Friday night NFL game, a Saturday NFL game, a Thursday NFL game. Would you guys be into that? Would you guys really be into that?
It's or
would you like those Saturdays off? Like, I know Steiny would like to golf, and Guru, you would like to go play hoops. And I would just basically just sit at home and do nothing, maybe read a book. But what if the NFL spread it out over the weekends to fill that void for college football? You guys be into that?
I actually would. If there's no college football, why not put the NFL on Saturday? I don't need the Friday night. But if you want to go Saturday, Sunday, that's fine. I like the playoffs when they have the two games on Saturday and two games on Sunday.
Yeah.
I think we all love those. So I have no problem with the NFL filling the void if it's open.
And the first thing I went to, you know, with the new playoffs in baseball, Bonte, is you're telling me I don't get that 10 a.m. Sunday morning game with the hash browns and my mimosa and Jimmy Dean sausage. You're telling me I would still get that and get that appetizer on Saturday or Absolutely. Saturday night, as you talked about? Hey, I want college football because, you know, I'm married. I mean, NFL was my wife and college was my mistress. But if I still get football on Saturday, Steiny and Bonte, count me in. I'm ready. I mean, make a positive out of a negative. Give me some NFL Saturday, because I'm one of the few that love NFL on Thursday night. That's my appetizer to take me till Sunday. But now you're saying that would land on Saturday, I'm all for it.
Mistress, wife.
Yeah,
Mia, man.
In the room.
Price point for George Kittle. Listen to Michael Silver's report. We'll see what happens this week down to Santa Clara for training camp. And I think $16 million is the number a year, $15 to $16 million. But do you think John Lynch and Shanahan have their positional value chart where, you know, Spinotti brought it up on our pre-show meeting about Khalil Mack, how the Niners wanted Khalil Mack, and they were going to pay Khalil Mack. And the next season they ended up paying D4 from Kansas City. Do they just look at pass rushers and they think, okay, maybe a pass rusher is more valuable? Tight ends, we have a certain price point. We're not going over $11, $12, $13 million. It kind of feels like the Niners have it set on their board to where certain positions, they're not going to go over a certain price.
I think there's something to that. I really do.
Wow.
And maybe that's where the Mostert renegotiation came in. You know, Mostert asked for something reasonable, and they probably assessed his value and said it's not out of the, you know, it's not crazy money he's asking for. We expect a big year out of him. Kittle's obviously a different beast. It's they have to figure, part of their calculation's got to be, how great is George Kittle? But then how great is Kyle Shanahan, his system? Because if they think Kyle Shanahan's system is the, you know, is the most important thing in this organization in terms of versatility, all that kind of stuff, well, then maybe, you know, maybe they won't break the bank for Kittle. It seems unusual, but I could kind of see it. But I guarantee you this, if they don't re-sign Kittle, they'll have some other action to, you know, to replace him, obviously. And they may have already started that process.
But what that would signal to me, just, and it would be the first time in their tenure, Shanahan and Lynch would be like, we don't give a damn if there's a revolt with the fan base, because that's what would happen, Bonte and Steiny. If you let Kittle walk, who, I mean, let's be honest, to forget Jimmy G, Kittle is, I mean, he's a fan favorite. And then I just think of the play in New Orleans, Bonte. You know, fans don't forget certain plays. I mean, that might be the play of his career. But I'll say this. I liken to Madison Bumgarner. We don't know these guys, but I kept hearing, oh, Mad Bum just wants to be in his truck on the farm. He don't really care about money. And we never really knew if that was true or if he was that type of guy. So at the end of the day, I say to you two, how does Kittle come across? Does he seem like he's a Deion Sanders? If he doesn't get his number that him and his agent have, he would walk? To me, it just he strikes me, Kittle, as the type of guy that he ain't trying to get $20 million, fellas. He loves where he's at. He loves his teammates. And I could be naive saying this, but it comes off to where if he were to get 16 or 17, that would be okay for him. And I totally could be wrong. He just doesn't strike me as the type of dude that if you don't, you know, Bonte or Steiny, get me my number, I'm out of town or it's going to be a problem.
Well, he did show up to training camp. He did show up to training camp, and he talked about being a leader or whatnot. There is something to it, though, where we always talk about Shanahan believing maybe his system is bigger than the player. He believes he can, you know, turn chicken poop into diamonds in his offense, in his system. And maybe there's something to that. You know, they drafted a young man out of Georgia, Charlie Warner, who was a blocking tight end, big dude, physical, nasty. George Kittle wasn't thought of as, you know, a big-time receiver coming out of Iowa. He was a fifth-round pick, for crying out loud. So I'd wonder if there's something to Shanahan saying, you know what, George Kittle, I made George Kittle. I really made him. He wants $20 million a year. Watch this. Or could it be the player says, you know what? My system is that much better with a George Kittle. It's that much better. I wonder. It'd be interesting to see because not only do the Niners have to pay George Kittle, they had to pay Trent Williams. You have to look at Fred Warner a year later. And then the secondary, this could be the last ride for the secondary, fellas, with Sherman and Ward and Tart and Akello Witherspoon. So I wonder what that number is and what's taking so long.
Yeah, the one thing Goose said, you know, he said the fans would revolt. I don't think they revolt until the team's not as good as they were with Kittle. I think that's how much goodwill Lynch and Shanahan have already built up.
Right.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I think 49er fans will be shocked.
Yeah.
But it's not like they were a bad team last year and they're getting rid of a really good player. You know, it's like, you know, the Giants last year were not a very good team. They got rid of their best pitcher and best hitter. And that's when you go, well, what are you doing? So if the Niners were to do that with Kittle, I would certainly give Shanahan and Lynch the time. Maybe not the time, but okay, well, we better be damn good this year without him then. You know what I mean? That kind of thing.
Am I wrong to make the correlation between the two guys that got the, you know, Lynch and Shanahan that got their deals done when they still had years left on them? That's why I'm a bit perplexed as to why Kittle hasn't been taken care of. Or is it just one of those, when did the 1 year left on a contract become, it's go time? Because technically Kittle has one more year left. Steiny, you talked about it. You know, I was like, well, why would he put himself in that situation? He could get hurt, Bonte, and then it's over. You have no leverage when we see guys hold out and want that, you know, security. So I am a bit perplexed that the Niners went, re-up Shanny and Lynch, had the press conferences, and I'm waiting. Okay, Kittle might come in a week or two.
Well, does it have anything to do with the salary cap?
Yeah, it may have everything to do with it because that doesn't. I get you, but I just thought Kittle was everything when it comes to a fan favorite plus the production you're getting.
I'm sorry, you got to take that out of the equation.
Yeah.
I think that.
Well, it seems like that's going out of there now.
Buckner was a free. Okay, a fan favorite.
You got me.
Yeah.
All right.
No. The other thing, as for you know, I can look at it another way. Now I get it. Hey, well, Shanahan and Lynch got contract extensions. I don't think a player looks at it. Well, look, those front office guys just got extensions.
Okay. Right.
Maybe Mostert. What he saw they did with Mostert, that's comparable, but. If I'm Shanahan and Lynch, and I'm sitting there with extensions, I mean, to me now you can You can play hardball. You ain't going anywhere.
Right.
Even if you make a mistake for a couple years.
And that franchise tag is lingering, Steiny.
That's true, too. That's true, too.
Wow. Forgot that.
But what if, you know, Trent Williams, they just traded for a third-round pick for out of Washington, and everybody's saying he looks smooth, he looks good, he's going to be a mauler, he's one of the best left tackles in football. He ends up having an all-pro season. What are you going to do with him? Like, you know, like, I mean, obviously people are going to say, well, you got to pay George Kittle. He was here first. He's more important to the offense. But Trent Williams is protecting Jimmy Garoppolo's blind side. He's a baller. He opens up holes. You can make the argument, like, you know, what do you do here? Like,
and maybe that's what they're waiting on, B. That's why they're not doing it now. Like, you know, Trent controls his own destiny, Steiny, but he does open up holes for a predominantly run team that likes to run the ball. He does protect Jimmy Garoppolo. And if he does, you know, revert back to form, his all-pro status, maybe that's why we haven't seen a deal as of yet.
If you would rank every position, I'd love to know this. If you were to rank every position on a football field, like most important to least important, and let's just say you could disagree, but the least important's punter and the most important's quarterback. I bet you each coach would kind of have a different list.
No doubt.
And who knows? Maybe Shanahan and Lynch think, you know, Trent Williams' position is actually more valuable than a tight end because it's harder to find a great Trent Williams than a really good tight end.
No
doubt. But I don't know.
On my list, I would take that position over tight end, Bonte.
Really?
But just with the Niner. No, I mean, man, that position is big. And when you don't have it or you're below average, all hell breaks loose. No matter how good your quarterback is and what you're trying to throw to, if you don't have time, I would put more emphasis on that position opposed to tight end.
But you have seen the trend in the NFL. If you look at these Super Bowl winning teams, a lot of them have good, very good tight ends. Travis Kelce with the Chiefs, Zach Ertz with the Philadelphia Eagles, Rob Gronkowski with the New England Patriots, Austin Hooper with the Atlanta Falcons, who was really coming into his own. And I know they had Julio on the other side, which helped out Hooper. But tight ends are very, very important in today's game. In today's game, because you can't defend them with the nickelback because they're too small. You can't put a linebacker on them because they're too slow and too big. And the agility of these tight ends, it's tough to defend. So it depends. I think you're onto something, Steiny, where each team does believe they have their price points for each position. One team may think the center's more important than the left guard. One team may think running back's more important than a star-studded wide receiver. We don't know. So I just wonder about what Shanahan and Lynch really think about that position, because until it gets done, this conversation is going to linger out there. And there's going to be a point where you got to think that George Kittle and his representatives are going to say, you know what? We're done talking. Talk to us after the season.
And the other thing is, I mean, now on the other side, Kittle is just instrumental in both the passing and running game.
Hello.
You know, that's where his value comes in. And that's why he's saying, I want to be paid like a high, you know, like a high player, not a high tight end or you know, like a wide receiver, because he's probably saying I'm a tight end and I block and I can break big plays. He can do it all. So I still think if I had to make a bet, he's going to be a Niner. Will it get done in the next week? I think it will. I actually think it will.
Wow.
The other thing that I think maybe something to throw into the equation is if you're George Kittle, I mean, we are in a pandemic.
Right.
You know, I mean, if he thinks he's an 18 to 20, I got to tell you something. I might take 14 or 15 right now in this climate, in this day and age.
And we don't know what the cap's going to look like next year. Exactly. Yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah. But who knows? Who knows? He's got some clout, and we'll see where it goes.
But Bonte, real quick, and I know you got Stoddy said throw this out, but there's no doubt right now, and this means something, Kittle is the most popular Niner on that team outside, you know, with the fans in the city. I mean, you guys talked about him doing the wrestling thing. I mean, he's doing nothing wrong, but I just think management takes that in, especially when the guy's giving you production at his finest. That mean, I mean, I just couldn't imagine Garoppolo and the rest of the guys watching their, letting a guy of his stature go over some cheese. I just, that would be shocking. That's all.
We've seen it before. It's not the first time. We've seen it before in this league. We've seen it before. By the way, Tim Kirchen, he'll join DRK at 4:15. 4:15. Apparently, he was on a broadcast last night on ESPN.
He was incredible. That ESPN broadcast was
a big hoop fan too, Steiny Abonte. Yeah. He loves him some hoops.
Was it Tim Kirchen? Was it Carl
Eduardo
Ravitch?
Perez?
Eduardo Perez is pretty good.
I like him.
Yeah,
too.
I like Eduardo. Yeah.
He's pretty good, but I got to stick with Crooked Kite, man. Come on, Steiny.
Nah,
come on.
I'm out.
Give Crooked out. Kite.
No, I love Kite. I love Kite. No doubt about it.
Kruko's retired to take the seat, mate. I don't hear that much from him. I think he's retired.
Grab some pine.
Grab some pine. Take a lap, Guru. Take a lap.
No, I think you need to take the lap. That's our new thing Bonte introduced to the show, Steiny.
When you get things wrong like that, I was like, wait, what are you talking about? Take a seat?
Guru, what did you say? I thought Bonte got it wrong.
Meat. Grab some pie, meat.
No.
Gamer babes, come on.
I
used to have a coach that if you turn the ball over, he'd be like, run a lap. And I'd be like, dude, the center can't catch. That's a good pass. He needs to run the lap.
I'll take the lap then, Bonte.
Oh, man. You're all good, Goo. You're all good. Mike in Daly City wants to talk about George Kittle before we wrap up the show. What's up, Mike?
Hey, guys. Hey, I just want to say George Kittle is pretty much in a no-win situation because the Niners could just, like what you guys said, keep tagging him for 3 years and get the money out of him because, you know, the most tight ends make is about $11 million, so they could afford that. But I think they should pay him about $16, $15 million a year because he's the one player among Niner fans that he's liked by everyone. Like, Bosa can be a top three defensive end, but there's a lot of Niner fans that don't like him that, you know, because of the Trump stuff. But I think Kittle should be paid high, but not as much as like to take $20 million because he's still not a wide receiver.
Thanks for the phone call, Mike. I don't know if there's a Niner fan who dislikes George Kittle at all. I mean, you couldn't buy his jersey midway through the season.
No, I think he was talking about Bosa. Yeah.
Bosa.
I missed that. But that didn't even come up. Bosa was so damn good.
Right.
Yeah, I know. Anyway. Yeah.
Hey, the 408 says, Matt, punters are very important. All right, what's the least important position on a football field?
I would say punter.
Exactly.
Dude, but you change field positions with that. Great guy. Nothing worse than a bad punt, fellas. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I would say punter.
It went 12 yards.
I would honestly say punter.
Yeah, I would, too.
See, I think there's no answer right. There's no answer to that. Every position, man,
you can still win.
Right, you can overcome.
I guess
that.
You wouldn't be punting much, right?
Yeah,
if you had a good offense.
That is true.
Wow, man.
Steiny, where's your golf game at right now, man? We missed you for like 7 days. You just went MIA on us. We didn't even know you were going to be gone.
We saw some video. Dibs put up some video of you hitting the putt.
You were pretty active for a vacation. Yeah. For Steinman's being on vacation. You were pretty active on the Twitter streets.
Well, I listen to you guys virtually every day for an hour.
I can't believe that.
Driving to my golf game.
That's a problem.
That is a big problem.
You got in my head a little bit. We didn't like it. It's like, if you ain't here, don't tell us you're listening, you know?
You did rattle
everything
Guru
I said,
that day.
Yeah. I was like, Steiny.
And it was strategic. It was very strategic of Matt Steinmetz. And I had to talk to Guru. I said, hey, Guru, don't let Steiny do that to you. Come on, do not disturb.
Because I was having a good time, B. I was smiling. Funny.
I heard Guru talking about how great Solano was. And then I had it, you know.
To my credit, I never said Solano can't be anything because he can hit the ball, but it was just at that juncture, game one.
You said it was negligent.
Yeah, it was negligent.
Batting Solano,
and now he's batting 400. The dude's just Tony Gwynn from right hand side.
My game is the same. Yeah, I'm, you know, how about this? I still don't have my new clubs.
Wow.
See, now that bothers me. You know, that's what? Like my TV. Me. What happened?
Yeah. You know
what happened?
Whoever has your clubs, your guru, whoever has your TV, go on Twitter. Do you guys have juice on Twitter? You got the little blue check mark.
I've been reading
Tweet
that.
Right at them and say, where's my stuff at?
Wow,
where's my TV?
I hadn't even thought
where's
of that.
My clubs?
But, oh,
get
my
on Twitter
goodness.
And do that.
Apparently,
don't do it. Stoddy's telling me don't do
the
it.
The golf business is booming right now. And, like, they're running out of
congratulations.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Oh, okay.
So I'm not getting my set of clubs apparently now till the end of the month.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Guru, tweet at Best Buy. Tweet at him.
Oh, what I'm going to do?
Okay. Hard Knocks tonight on HBO. Chargers, Rams. I will be locked in. Giants, Astros, A's, Angels. Have a good day, everybody. Tim Kirchner at 4:15 on DRK. It'll be brought to you by Fremont Bank, Full Service Banking. No compromises.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.